The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson Piers Doherty has said his party wants to see a grocery price caps commission set up. The aim would be to look at potentially setting maximum prices for basic groceries in your shop. But is it a feasible idea? Well, Alex Cleland is with me, owner of Cleland Supermarkets in Laois. Good morning to you, Alex.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. This is on the agenda because they're talking about it in the UK. There is support from Scotland for something like this because prices have increased so much over the last 5 years. What do you think?
Well, as a retailer, prices going up are of absolutely no benefit to my business or any other retail unit, mainly because the higher the prices, the less people are going to spend because they're restricted what their disposable income. So that's no good to us. But the prices are rising because of costs that have been forced on us by the government. So trying to put a price cap, if they're talking about the staples like the bread, milk and the rest of it, who suffers there? Because the people that will suffer there will be the farmers. And the farmers get kicked in the teeth enough in this country without the government then putting something in place that's going to force them to take the hit, which you can be absolutely guaranteed. The likes of these big multiple retailers, they will squeeze their suppliers more and more and more. They won't lose margin. Their suppliers will. So their suppliers are going to be under more pressure, which is going to make it more difficult for them to produce goods. The chances are they'll go out of business. Enough small retailers at the minute losing their businesses because of what government have done.
You mentioned there, and you've just done it again, you're blaming government for the price increases we've seen over the last 5 years.
Yep.
But is this not due to what we've seen happen in Ukraine and now in the Middle East? Like, where's the government responsibility there?
I think that's a cop-out, to be completely honest. And the reason I say that is, if you look at the billions that are wasted every single year in through government spending and the public service, there's billions wasted. There's no accountability. I mean, the government, these guys are supposed to be the people that are controlling that. They have absolutely no idea how to control it. Every single business owner across Ireland can see exactly where money has been wasted in the public service. And the government are either naive or just completely stupid. It's okay. One or the other.
Okay, well, I can accept that you would hold that view about public, but how does that affect the price of milk in your supermarket?
Okay, if they're not wasting billions on public service, they can reduce the desire and the need for taxes. If they reduce the need for taxes, it makes it easier to keep prices down because you're not pushing prices up just to cover the cost, the tax cost, the cost of employment, cost of energy. So there's no need for the tax level that there is at the minute. So if you reduce the cost of expenditure in the government, then you're reducing the need for tax. Therefore, you're reducing the possibility, or you're increasing the possibility of reducing prices. So you have to go to the source rather than going to, like, retailers get absolutely shafted. They say, oh, they're ripping people off and the rest of it. The fact of the matter is, the only place the consumer sees the retail prices on the shelves in stores. Other than that, they don't see how much it costs to get that product onto the shelf. I mean, if it was a case that the retailers or any other business were ripping people off, why are so many closing down?
So talk me through where your costs have increased. What's your experience, particularly over the last couple of years?
Okay, last year my wage bill went up 100,000. This year I had to make massive cuts with regard to the staff levels, the working hours of my staff, because obviously there was the auto enrollment thing, this My Future Fund that was forced on us.
The pension.
The minimum wage went up, the pension thing, yeah. Minimum wage went up. I want to pay my staff better, but I'm paying an employer PRSI. Employer PRSI, I would rather give that money to my staff rather than giving it to the government. So if they said to me, okay, you're paying a couple of grand a week in employer PRSI, pay that money to your staff. I'm paying out anyway, but I'd rather give it to my staff. That cost is going to be there. So if that cost is going to be there, give it to my staff. They've got more disposable income, which means they can spend that in the economy or go on a holiday or, God forbid, actually put it towards buying a house if they could get one. So, I mean, these type of things can benefit everyone. But the government are just taking. I mean, they're expecting us to pay. We have to pay sick days. We have to pay this to contribute to their pensions now. If in a smaller company that can't afford that, they have no choice, absolutely no choice
whatsoever.
That's a good
thing. That's a good thing for the people who work for you, surely.
It is if it was affordable. That's my point. If it's affordable for a business that can do it, then fantastic. But if it's a business that literally is on their knees, they're still being forced to pay it. They've no choice. There's no way that they can say, look, I'm losing money every single day, but yet you're telling me I have to pay this. If I don't pay it, I've got to pay a fine. And if I can't pay that fine, I'm facing a custodial sentence.
Where's the justice
for everyone?
I'm listening to you and I'm hearing you talking about businesses being on their knees. Is your business on its knees?
Thankfully, it's not on its knees, but I mean, we're barely breaking even. That's where we are at the moment. We're barely breaking even. And I'm not the only retailer. There's thousands of us across the country that are struggling because of the costs that have been pushed on us by the government.
Charlie Weston in The Independent last week did a price comparison over a 5-year period. Things like beef, diced beef up by 48% in 5 years, lamb up by 52%. Cheddar up by 28%, and so it goes on and on and on. Butter up by 42%. See, people see that, Alex, and they don't see your side of it. They just go into your shop and other shops and they experience this increase. So you can understand the frustration of shoppers.
Okay, right. I'll give you an example. You mentioned beef there. I would, if I'm lucky, I'll make an 18% margin on beef, on selling beef, an 18% margin. My wage cost is 17%.
Okay, so that leaves you with 1% for the business.
1% to try and cover all my costs. That's just on beef. I mean, obviously, there are other products there that would make a little bit more margin. I have to have a decent mix, otherwise I'm losing money. But there's products like that, you're talking about beef, like the products that have high retail prices, you make no money on. And you make no money on because the last thing you want to do is sell a product at the same sort of margins that you need to make because the consumer can't afford it. So you're losing money. There's a lot of product that you lose money on. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things the government could do is abolish best before dates. They're a waste of time anyway, because they're just purely for advice. I mean, people seem to think that if you buy a tin of beans and it's got a date on it, you can't eat them after that. I mean, it's a tin of beans. No, honestly, it doesn't need a date on it. It doesn't need a date on it. It's absolutely stupid. But you'll get someone come back saying, I bought these yesterday, they're out of date.
Yeah, I'd probably do that, Alex. Probably wouldn't eat the out-of-date beans.
But my understanding is there is somewhere in the legislation where the consumer is supposed to check the date on the product before they buy it, that the responsibility is not on the retailer, but yet the retailers take that responsibility on.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to meet you now with my tin of beans that was out of date going back in. I get short shrift. I mean, you have to take it back, don't you?
Oh, we do, yeah. We look after our customers, but they have to have their receipt. If they don't have the receipt, then we can do nothing about it.
Listen, looking at the reaction to this in the UK in particular. So, I mean, the current chief executive of Marks & Spencer said it's completely preposterous that this would happen. Then coming to Ireland, we have Retail Ireland saying that intervention has in the past proved to cause harm. Artificial caps distort the supply chain. What if, though, the onus wasn't on the supermarkets and it was on the government to intervene and to pay a subvention to the producers so that the price cap could be put in place, but that it would be the government taking the hit? Might that work?
Well, I mean, there's one thing that I would love to see. I mentioned to Alex there earlier on when I was talking to him this morning. There's something I seen, it was many years ago, over in, I think it was South Africa, where they trialed this. I never followed up on it to see if it actually worked, where they had every single retail store had the exact same retail price, but there was a margin. Every single retail store had to achieve a certain margin, profit margin, based on this retail price. And that made it possible for them to pay their staff, to pay their bills, the rest of it. And it also made, from the consumer's point of view, they were able to go to any store and pay the exact same price. That sort of thing would be fantastic. If that was, and that would be an ideal situation whereby you've got retailers that could afford to stay in business, they can make a profit, which means they can reinvest in their staff, they can reinvest in their business, because if they don't make a profit, they don't survive. And then you've got the producers, they make the money they need to survive and to reinvest in their business and reinvest in new products, innovation. And that would be an ideal situation. But that's not going to happen. And the government can't force that to happen either. So the only way for them to actually make a big difference is reduce this massive need for taxes. if they reduce that need, prices will come down. The cost of energy will come down. I mean, it's just, it's madness to think that they can't realize that the more tax that we need, the prices are going to go up. They push up minimum wages. This has been happening. I remember in 1997 when they done this social partnership thing with the trade unions. The trade unions, to me, bad idea. They do nothing but push up prices because they only serve their own needs.
Well, they would say they protect workers and they protect workers' rights and their living standards. That's what they're there for.
They're there to supply their own pockets. That's all they're for.
Now, do you know what? People could say the same. Alex, people could say the same about you. You know that's what you're doing too. So, you know, I mean, that is probably an unfair argument to make about a trade union which exists to represent their workers. Just some of these listener comments coming in. You'd rather pocket the PRSI money. You don't understand the basic social system that we live in. Let's do no tax and pocket all of the profits. That's what one listener is saying.
Well, that person doesn't know me. Anyone that knows me and knows who I am, I try to look after my staff as best I can. I pay myself less than I pay any of the senior staff I have in my business. And the reason I do that is because I want to employ as many people as I possibly can. So, Claire, I understand you're from around the Mount Rath area.
That's right.
And you might be aware, we used to have a supermarket in Mount Rath many years ago,
yeah,
as we
on
did.
The
we had 17. Yep. And we, as a business and as a family, we've always, always supported our local community and local jobs. And we've done everything we possibly can to help keep prices down. These days, it's very, very difficult.
All right. Listen, Alex, we're going to leave it there. I hope somebody has a tin of beans to bring into you now, because I want a recording of that conversation with the out-of-date tin of beans and Alex Cleland taking it back. If you have the receipt, he'll take it back. But you better make sure it is properly out of date. Alex Cleland there is owner of Cleland Supermarket in County Leash.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.